two Navy sailors went missing on Friday from eastern Afghanistan. They were driving in Taliban-held areas. There's a huge manhunt out for them now by U.S. and Afghan troops. There are conflicting reports, though, about what exactly happened to them. The Taliban says they kidnapped both of them. They killed one. And one U.S. service member has previously been a Taliban captive. What is going on? Well, Anand Gopal has details for us. He's an Afghanistan-based reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. Good morning.
Hello.
What do we know for sure, or is there anything that we know for sure?
Well, we know very little at this point. We do know that the two soldiers were driving into Logar province, which is a restive area near Kabul, and at some point they appear to have taken a wrong turn and were surrounded by insurgents and then taken.
And the Taliban has then said that they kidnapped both of them, killed one, and they're offering the other for ransom or a trade?
It looks like a trade. There's a number of Taliban prisoners being held by the Afghan government and the U.S., and they're hoping to exchange the body of the dead sailor with one of these prisoners.
Is that an odd thing that they would want to it's the body of the dead sailor that they want to exchange and not the live one?
Well, I suspect they would want to exchange the body of the live one as well, but, of course, the body of the dead one is more immediate concern. It's part of Afghan culture to very quickly bury those who have been killed, and I think they're thinking out of that sort of point of view.
We also had reports that two radio stations in Logar broadcast an offer of $20,000 from the United States for information leading to the return of these men. Was that a credible offer?
It appears to be. It appears to be something that was taken, an ad that was taken out on local radio stations by the U.S. military shortly after these soldiers were missing. And I don't think it's still being broadcast anymore. This was done in a few hours after the soldiers first went missing.
Before we got the claims from the Taliban that they had both of them.
That's right. Before even any of this came out into the press, this is the first way in which people actually got wind that two soldiers were missing is when people in Logar heard on the local radio that this was happening.
How common is this tactic of the Taliban to kidnap American soldiers and then offer them as a trade?
It's fairly rare, only because it's pretty difficult to kidnap American soldiers. In this case, it's remarkable that these two soldiers are traveling alone. Usually, soldiers travel in a large convoy. It's very difficult to be able to capture anybody alive. And there's only one other soldier that we know of that's in Taliban captivity.
And we do not know the identity of these two sailors. Is that correct?
That's right. All we know at this point is that they were with the Navy and they are part of the U.S. military forces here, but we don't know who they are.
Okay, thank you so much. That's Anand Gopal. He's an Afghanistan-based reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He joined us from Kabul, Afghanistan. He's talking about two Navy sailors. They went missing on Friday when they were both driving in a Taliban-held area in eastern Afghanistan. The Taliban claims they kidnapped both of them. One of them has been killed, and they're offering the other in a prisoner exchange.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.